It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Talk about that offense of the Royals and Corbin Burnes, because Corbin Burnes deserves a ton of credit, too. We knew going into this game the quality of pitcher he is.
AL pitcher of the month in September.
He's going to get a massive payday again in the offseason somewhere else, I think.
Honestly.
He was really, really good yesterday. He made the one mistake. Bobby Wood Jr. took advantage of his decision to actually pitch to him. And I know Cody Decker's correct. Like, hey, it's one of those where Bobby Wood Jr. just gave him a single. You didn't give him a home run. It wasn't that bad of a pitch.
But
I was surprised, though, that we'll talk about Brandon Hyde later, the manager of the O's, but that Corbin Burnes, they decided to go after him, knowing that Vinny was on deck. But that was also why it was great to have Vinny back in the lineup, because
Yuli Gurriel, they wouldn't have thrown to Bobby Wood Jr. I mean, plain and simple. They wouldn't have done it.
Yuli got a hit yesterday, though.
I am still – I understand, but you know what? There's a difference, between the threat of Vinny and the threat of Renfro or Gurriel or some of the other guys who have been hitting behind him in that situation. I know I have to give some credit to Corbin Burnes. He is a great pitcher. He was pitching as a great pitcher. But if you think that this is going to just be like, I'm just going to wash this one away after watching this team not hit for a month, that ain't going to happen. The offense still looks lost, still looks like he can't buy a hit. Yesterday, the problem wasn't even what the problem's been the last 2 weeks, which is runners in scoring position. The problem was yesterday is no one was on base. There wasn't a single player who was threatening, typically. There were two threats, I thought, by the Orioles. In the third inning, obviously, Reagan's had a couple of guys on and got out of the jam, leadoff double right, and they were unable to take advantage of it. And then in the fifth, a couple of guys on and one out, and of course, Reagan's again worked through that problem. The Royals, they look like they're still free swinging too much. Like Salvador Perez is still swinging at pitches 17 feet outside the plate when he's locked in.
He did that, man. He's spitting. Like
he's always swung at those some, but you know he spits on them a little bit more right when he's going a little better. Vinny looked like a guy who hadn't hit in a month. Looked like he could use a few more swings in order to get comfortable. And there were a lot of other just like plate appearances right in the course of the game. What I really wanted was once Burnes was out, and he came out after they got a runner on. Can you stack a couple of hits now? Can you find one now that Burnes is the hell out of here? And it went just as quick as it did as Burnes. They were going 1-2-3. So I'd like to see a little more offense today if I feel like it's snapping back into form.
Of course. And I don't know if we're going to see another 1-0 game either way today. But some of this is
some of this is
playoff baseball, though. I mean, you could tell it's just a good old playoff pitcher's duel. You see this a lot in October, as Cody Decker was saying, for a variety of reasons. You see bats and offense kind of tick down a little bit. You've got your
same in playoff football. Points and runs are always harder to come by.
Just a lot of reasons for it, and I think in this series it's even more possible to have another game that's similar, low scoring, because you have a three-game series, and so your rotation, you know, you're not worried about who your fourth pitcher is. It is your best three pitchers. And in the Royals' case, you have two of them being all-stars this year. Yesterday, the Orioles had their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, go. There's a decent drop-off from Corbin Burnes to their next guy up in the rotation, and that's hopefully what the advantage will be today for the Royals. Now, the Royals are underdogs, if you were wondering. They're going to go up against Zach Eflin, who came over in a mid-season trade,
still a road game
from the Tampa Bay Rays.
And he's had a nice run since the Rays, but he's not as good as Lugo.
No. But he's not a pushover by any means. But the Royals have the advantage in the rotation again today.
All their bullpens available still?
Bullpen still advantage Royals. And then offense, generally speaking, you would say the O's, but they, when they're going up against quality pitching, they didn't string together enough hits yesterday. There were a couple loud outs, but that was it.
Did he give you a little bit of, I think everyone took, there were two things on social media yesterday that warmed my heart a little bit. They were back in postseason baseball and warmed my heart. One was an overseas fan who had like one like on the tweet, and then somebody found it and sent it to me. One like on a tweet that just said, the Royals have some dude on their broadcast who sounds 100 years old, and it's the best. And he was just, like, so excited about it. I'm like, that's Denny Matthews. He's 81, and he is the best. So that warmed my heart. The initial
thought,
I am glad
Denny made it on the road trip.
Me too.
To have that opportunity.
Me too. And I want Denny
to
call him postseason baseball. He's been with the team since day one of the organization. The second one was Jason Lockenfour, who once got hung up by this station.
Yep.
By the afternoon show, in the middle of a different Orioles series, when he was saying the Royals were frauds as they were continuing their postseason run, yesterday on Twitter, he had to send out, I'm sure, a tweet that hurt him that said, they screwed up the number one pick and it's not even close. Because he's watching Bobby Witt Jr. come through with the big hit versus Adley Rutschman, who was the number one selection in the MLB draft the year Bobby Witt Jr. went second to the Royals. Thank God.
Well, and then also just the whole year-long comparison.
Him where it felt good.
The year-long comparison. Gunnar Henderson's an incredible baseball player.
But he's not Bobby Witt Jr.
Remember that earlier on the All-Star break, All-Star voting, we were discussing Gunnar Henderson, who ultimately started over Bobby Witt Jr., and we thought that was ridiculous. Our guy Vern's going to join us at 12:30. We went back and forth with Vern around that time of the year.
We're like, how dare you do this to Bobby?
I think he voted for Gunnar Henderson.
Then Bobby hit like 400 the following month.
That did change things a little bit. That definitely did change some things. But, man, oh, man, it was just cool. You're right. There was a lot of things that brought back good memories yesterday.
Yeah.
Whether it was being at a watch party, even just seeing weird tweets from people.
The amount of people who text you or you text with.
I even saw
that you don't normally text with. Like, that just happens all the time.
My favorite thing, too, as I said, was the jokes that people had, because Kansas City just dominates in sports right now. And it's like, well, I guess the umps in Major League Baseball just want the Royals to win, too, you know?
He said that about the Royals?
Yeah. I was like, that was the joke. That people. I'm like, that's great. That's where we're at, man. Royals, Chiefs, just keep on winning, man.
Nothing
center of sports right here.
I mean, I will say, if I lived in Baltimore, I would hate the city of Kansas City with every fiber of my being. For the last 10 years, every time Baltimore has what appears to be a World Series caliber team or a Super Bowl caliber team, Kansas City as a city has been the kid when you've got like your, you know, when you put your like, when you're like little kids and you'd fight and you put your knees on their biceps and then you tell them to quit hitting theirself as you'd hit them with their own hand, or you tell them to calm down. I mean, it's that level of picking on the city.
Well, look at the last
Kansas City's been
year.
Kicking Baltimore's ass for a decade.
And then this last year.
And I imagine
year,
they'd be very tired of it.
The last calendar year in particular.
Yeah, yeah.
AFC title game. And then, of course, right now in the wild card series.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.